Morten Bonder is a senior art director at LEGO, a rather visual job for someone who's blind. For many years after his initial diagnosis, he lived in denial, even continuing to drive. However, in 2016, he was forced to confront the impact that retinitis pigmentosa was having on his life. Now, Morten has written a book, Sentenced to Blindness. Now what? Part memoir, part self-help guide, Morten hopes it will help others find a positive pathway. He joined me from his home in Denmark, and I began by asking why it was so important for him to share his story.
Actually, what I discovered, I simply ended up suffering from stress and depression back in 16. And, you know, the strange thing was that I really didn't know why. I was just so used to having a limited vision that I really didn't recognize that living amongst people who can see perfectly fine and also working in an industry where you are very dependent on your vision, it simply wore me out. I burned out. And when I was on sick leave and I was pondering upon why is this happening to me? Why can't I deal with stress and all that? I had no inkling that it had something to do with my poor eyesight, which is so strange today when I look back at you. How can you not see the connection? So I'm happy that my story and my struggles can somehow be beneficial to others who are going through the same process.
For anyone who hasn't read up on retinitis pigmentosa, it creates gaps in your visual field, particularly in your periphery vision in its early stages. But as it progresses, it kind of ends up forming a bit of a Swiss cheese of your retina.
Yeah, exactly. It is a strange disorder to explain to people. And that's also why I think a lot of people with retinitis pigmentosa can end up living very lonely lives, because it's really something that you experience yourself and it's really difficult to share. And that's one of the reasons that I decided to write this book, because I felt so incredibly alone on this journey. I didn't keep the secrets as such. I shared the information with people that I needed to share it with, but I didn't really accept that I was slowly becoming blind. And that strategy is problematic, that you live with a disorder and don't share it with the people you are around. So I want to encourage people with the book to get out of the closet and just share whatever it is that you suffer from or the problems that you have. And I must say that sharing my story was the best thing that I could ever have done, because it was just such a great relief.
And the second and third parts of the book detail how you have come to live comfortably within yourself.
Yes. What I realized when I was suffering from stress and depression was that it was not only my vision that had led to this. It was also the way that I was thinking, the way that I was perceiving my reality. So I got extremely interested in how the mind works, how we become the people we become. And I was asking a lot of questions. Why do I always get this feeling of anxiety when someone comes with a new assignment to me? What's going on? Why can't I just say, whoa, awesome, I want to do that? And so I got extremely interested in how can I change the old habits and old limiting beliefs. So the book goes from being a story about how it is to be limited by your vision into how can all people take charge of their life and decide what life they want. So in that sense, it becomes sort of a self-help book. And that's been the intention all along. It should be something that people can take and feel inspired by to go out and create their lives as they please.
And in the process, you have made characters out of some of the positive and negative thoughts that have come to you, which I suppose is rather a nod to your work as a senior art director at the LEGO Group.
So what I realized was that we basically tell ourselves stories all the time. We have this inner voice that tells us things about what we can and what we can't do. And when I started to identify that voice, I realized that it's actually just a story. Our life is a story. And I said, okay, when I decide to write a new story about my life, can it somehow be the reality I'm going to experience? And that was actually the fact, because I noticed and I learned that if you keep repeating an action again and again and again, it slowly becomes a habit. And I realized that being negative and having the same thoughts every day about a condition that is going to make you blind is simply a habit. The writing of the book was simply a reprogramming process for myself. So I used all the experience I have from my work at LEGO, creating stories, to simply try to create my story. write it and pretend that it's my life until it becomes my life. And that's been a 3-4 year process now, and I can't even really remember the person I was back in 16 because I shaped this new character in me.
Well, it's a very insightful, entertaining, and helpful book. And what's also wonderful is that you have narrated the audiobook yourself.
That was very important for me because I'm still able to see within this 4 degrees peephole that I have. And I just decided that I want to read the book myself. Again, it was a tool for me to learn what I was writing because a lot of the book was written from my heart. So when I decided to narrate the book myself, I knew that you're going to familiarize yourself with your own inner ideas from a different perspective again. And then I simply believe that an audiobook narrated by the author is just, you know, much more powerful than someone else trying to guess what the author was feeling and thinking when he was writing this. It was really a good experience to narrate both the Danish and the English version.
I had come to a standstill. I had shut down. Didn't know how to move on. I was suffering from stress and depression. Everything looked bleak. An inner voice ran on repeat in my head. You're going to be blind. And there's nothing that can change that. You're useless. Just give up now. I have a disease that is slowly making me go blind. For years, I put on an Oscar-worthy performance, acting as if it wasn't a problem that I needed to deal with. But then the realities of the disease hit me. I am going blind. It was as I sat feeling most saddened by this dark fact that I got a mysterious call from an unknown number.
Morten Bonde narrating Sentence to Blindness, Now What? You mentioned the Lego Group, and they are very much part of your story. They sound like they have been a wonderfully supportive employer. And as we've covered recently on RNIB Connect Radio, they have just bought out a set of Lego bricks to help blind children and their peers learn through fun. That must give you an enormous amount of hope.
Exactly. When I was approached by the Lego Foundation to be part of the Lego Braille Bricks project, I instantly said, yes, I definitely want to learn more about this. And then I was brought into the project as a spokesperson. I was included when we were breaking the news last year about this awesome set that comes out.
Morten Bonde, thank you so much for coming onto the show, and I wish you all the very best of luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Sentenced to Blindness, Now What? By Morten Bonde is available commercially in print, ebook, and audio